This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Zimbabwe's incumbent president has praised what he called a free, fair, and credible election and called the unprecedented flowering of freedom and democracy in our beloved homeland. Speaking in Harare, Emmerson Mnangagwa called on all Zimbabweans to support him and work toward what he called a better future.
Though some will inevitably be disappointed with the outcome, I urge everyone to be calm and peaceful and to look forward.
Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa said Monday's peaceful election had been manipulated and that the results would be challenged in court.
And I must say that Mr. Mnangagwa did not win the election in this country. The election in this country was won by the MDC Alliance presidential candidate, and we won that election emphatically. We have our tally, which tally we are ready to give those who want to see the tally.
The U.S. State Department said in a statement Friday it was reviewing the election results and called on political leaders to show magnanimity in victory and graciousness in defeat. At least 29 people were killed and more than 80 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombers stormed a crowded Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan Friday. The assailants were dressed as women in burqas. They entered the mosque in Gardez, the capital of East Paktia province, and sprayed worshippers with bullets. One of the attackers was shot dead by a security guard. The other went into a room where some people had tried to hide and blew himself up. The provincial health director, Waliat Khan Ahmadzi, told VOA that scores of injured people have been taken to two city hospitals. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bloodshed in Paktia, which borders Pakistan. This is VOA News. The United States